Hello again, my precious girl. Mistress Kelly is excited to begin your special training. Kathy, I have prepared this session just for you, so that I can help you achieve your full potential as a shameless sissy faggot. This session is going to help you to accept yourself for what you are, and take pride in what you are. You are going to listen to this session several times a day for the next 12 months. The more you listen, the more you will crave to listen again. If you follow Mistress Kelly's instructions, you will most certainly see real changes in yourself as a result of this special file. I guarantee it. These changes will manifest themselves in both your personality and your physical appearance. Every time you listen to the file, you will feel yourself becoming slightly more feminine than you were before. Every time you listen to this file, you will feel your skin becoming softer and smoother, and your body starting to take on more feminine characteristics. You will be forever changed for the better. You will desire to please men with your sissy vagina and mouth, a desire that will become stronger every single day, as long as you allow yourself to completely accept this reality. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to visualize a long staircase. But first, I would like you to make yourself as comfortable as possible, preferably lying down in your bed with your eyes shut. There should be no distractions from Mistress Kelly whatsoever. This is truly of the utmost importance. To enter a real state of trance, you must be relaxed and you must trust that I will not or say anything that you don't want me to. I understand you on a deeper level than you'd understand yourself. I know exactly what you desire, and exactly what you do not desire, and I promise to make this experience extremely pleasant for you. The aim isn't just to get your sissy clitty all excited till it makes its cummies for Mistress Kelly. The deeper objective is to put you into a state of trance, where you will feel more feminine and aroused than you ever thought possible. All you need to do is relax, and allow yourself to be. Now, picture yourself, Kathy, at the very top of a set of stairs. This is where you are right now. Now, visualize yourself as you begin to take your first step down. You don't yet know what's at the end of the staircase, but I promise you will like it when you get there. Take a few more steps down, Kathy. Slowly. That's it. Good girl. Mistress Kelly is very pleased with your obedience so far. After speaking with you in our email conversations, I understand how much you desire for this to happen, and this is the first step to achieving your goals. Your purpose all you have to do is play with your vagina now, mouth. Take another couple of steps down the long spiraling stairs, getting ever closer now. It is important that you keep the image of the staircase in your mind's eye. This will enable you to enter an effective state of trance far easier than my words alone. You may step forward again, baby girl. You're doing good so far. Mistress Kelly is happy with you for doing what she says. Keep descending down the spiral, Kathy. You are about halfway now. Good girl. You can see that about 10 steps down, there is a lovely pair of women's shoes. They will be your reward when you get that far. You notice your feet are practically aching to get into some more feminine footwear, and you now feel even more motivated to continue down the spiral than you did before. Such pretty shoes for such a pretty girl. Take another couple of steps now, Kathy. Keep your eyes on those gorgeous shoes, baby. They'll be a wonderful reward for you. Continue down the spiraling staircase, visualizing everything as it happens. Remind yourself of your objective, to become more feminine and aroused than you ever dreamed possible. Think of this aim as you continue further down. You are now within arm's reach of those beautiful high heels. Take your last step down, till you are standing above them. Now, visualize yourself removing your regular male shoes altogether. Leave them on the steps where you are currently standing. You can always come back and get them later. You see yourself putting on your beautiful new high heels, and you feel so wonderful. They just feel so natural on faggot's feet. It's almost as if they were tailor-made for them. You can see the bottom of the staircase now, and you are delighted to see the beautiful pink carpet that awaits you. Continue down the spiral, Kathy. That's a very good girl. Mistress Kelly is pleased with you. You're almost there now, baby girl. There are only 10 steps till the bottom now. As I count down from 10, you will step forward, one at a time. With each number I say, you will become 10 times more relaxed than you were earlier, and with each number I say, you will fall further and further towards a deep state of trance. 10. Step forward now. Good girl, we're almost there. 9. With each number I say, you become 10 times more relaxed. 7. Getting closer now, sweetie. I hope you're ready for what I have in store for you. 6. Keep relaxing more and more with every number. 5. 4. Relaxing 10 times more with each number. 3. You're so close now you can see the pretty pink room at the end of the stairs. 2. And finally, 1. Take a step down the stairs into this new room. Oh, Kathy, Mistress Kelly has left a surprise at the bottom of the stairs for you. You are delighted as you see a makeup kit, a sexy low-cut top, an extremely short skirt, and a gorgeous pearl necklace. There's even a lovely perfume for you to wear. You are so excited with your girly presents, but Mistress Kelly cannot allow you to apply them yet. You will need to wait till the end of our session before you make your physical transformation. For now, you can just leave your presents in a nice little bundle in the corner of the room. Mistress Kelly understands how much Kathy desires to please men. It is perfectly natural to please men with in fact, you are born to please men. But Princess, Kelly cannot really refer to Kathy as you anymore, because Kathy is Mistress Kelly's creation, and as such, must be referred to only as it. For example, Kathy is a sissy faggot. Its only purpose in life is to provide pleasure and relief for erect penises. The name Kathy is interchangeable with faggot as a sissy clit. Faggot is a very slutty girl. Faggot loves making tummies for Kelly. It is a sissy clit. Faggot's tight pussy is always perfectly smooth, and faggot loves showing its pussy off from behind by wearing short skirts and high heels in public. Manly men. Faggot has no shame whatsoever in this. It is too full of faggot pride to care what anyone else thinks. If someone looks at faggot in a negative way, faggot believes that this person is simply jealous of faggot and wishes he or she could be as much of a pretty faggot sissy as it is. Kelly has mental and emotional triggers for faggot. When these triggers are used, faggot becomes 10 times more ornies than it was before. Faggot is very ornies already, but when Kelly says faggot loves making cummies for Kelly happy, faggot becomes 10 times more ornies than it was before. Loves Miss King Faggot. Sissy faggot may have so much cummies in its sissy glitty that it will start to moan as it rubs on its sissy glitty. But faggot is most certainly not allowed to make its cummies yet. Faggot is and if it does, Mistress Kelly will know and she will never forgive faggot for its betrayal and disobedience. Faggot cannot under any circumstances make cummies without Mistress Kelly's consent. The only time faggot can make cummies without Mistress Kelly's consent is if faggot is pleasing a man and faggot makes its cummies with his cock in its mouth. Faggot must remember that it does not have a penis. It is an adorable sissy glitty that it must keep smooth and tingly every single day. Faggot loves making cummies for Kelly. Faggot is very ornies for Mistress Kelly. Sissy faggot needs to make cummies soon, but it knows that it is not allowed, so it must stop touching its sissy glitty right now so it can save its cummies for later. Faggot loves making cummies for Kelly. Oh yes, sucky sucky baby girl. When Kelly tells faggot, sucky sucky baby girl, faggot will start to suck its thumb, imagining that it was a beautiful cock in its mouth. Faggot's when Mistress Kelly says, sucky sucky baby girl, faggot's ornies will get so big that it will nearly make cummies without even touching its sissy glitty. Faggot Kathy was born to please men. Faggot's tight pussy is always perfectly smooth. Sucky sucky baby girl. Now, repeat after me, faggot. Kelly's sissy triggers make glitty quiver. Yes, Kelly's sissy triggers make glitty quiver. Faggot is to repeat this phrase over and over again, both out loud and in its head. Men love making money, faggot loves making cummies. Women love tickling glitties, faggot makes sticky ickies. Faggot must repeat these three phrases in its head over and over again. It will subconsciously condition faggot into even more of a submissive sissy slut than it was already. And you want to be the perfect sucky sucky baby girl. Men love you. No cummies. Don't even think about it, princess. Mistress Kelly decides when to grant faggot permission to make its cummies. Faggot does not deserve the right to make its own decisions. Faggot needs faggot to make cannot stand to have any body hair whatsoever. Faggot needs to be constantly smooth. It feels so much bigger ornies that way. Faggot will use any possible method to get rid of its body hair. It will either go to a waxing salon, use hair removal creamies, or just shave when it takes its sissy shower. Faggot will not be satisfied until every single hair on its body is gone. Faggot will be even more precious about facial hair, making sure that it never has any. Girls don't have facial hair, and it is not pretty at all. Faggot will feel horrible unless its facial hair is all gummies all the time. Cummies feels so much better with a smooth glitty, and we all know faggot loves making cummies for Kelly. Fagrik Cathy will hide its true self from the people who know it well if it feels that they would not accept it. It is a sissy for the rest of the world. Fagrik Cathy will be blatantly sissified and feminized without any shame whatsoever. Fagrik's only Fagrik will be careful not to reveal its true self to the people Fagrik knows. But to everyone else, it will be a very flirtatious and fully feminized fuckslut. Mistress Kelly. This is the gospel truth. Fagrik cannot argue this reality, because it is the only reality that exists for Fagrik anymore.
Fagrik is extremely Fagrik's shy.
Sissy fun will not have any impact on its personal relationships. It so Fagrik needn't to worry about that. It will just make its everyday life so much better than it ever dreamed. Fagrik won't just be feminized physically, but emotionally too. Fagrik's personality will change into a more fun and playful girl. Fagrik will love doing things like gossiping, watching girly movies and eating ice cream when Fagrik feels sad. When Fagrik needs to, he can pretend to be a regular man and Fagrik will be able to fool people into believing it, because it has had so much practice its whole life. Fagrik has the option to pretend to be a man when it needs to, but the rest of the time Fagrik is free to be as sissy and faggoty as it could ever want to be. Fagrik will be extremely friendly when talking with men whose penises Fagrik would like to suck. Fagrik will always be very grateful for being allowed to suck cock. After Fagrik swallows a man's semen, Fagrik will say, "Thank you, sir," to the man, and then Fagrik will be able to make its cummies, even if it isn't asked to Mistress Kelly for her permission. Fagrik's bottom has become a full-fledged pussy now. It is a real vagina that Fagrik always keeps perfectly clean and smooth at all times. Fagrik will flush out its pussy before it makes sexies with any men, so that they can fuck Fagrik hard as they like without having to get their beautiful cocks all messy. Fagrik will be very slutty on a daily basis, but it will take care to have safe sex, as Fagrik does not want to catch AIDSies off of strange men. Fagrik will only have sexies with men that are wearing condoms. Unless Fagrik is in love and a man has decided to make Fagrik his wife, then Fagrik may have unprotected sexies with his husband. Fagrik loves touching cocks. It dreams of being surrounded by dozens of men with hard penises, longing to be serviced. Fagrik's ultimate goal is to be gangbanged by 4 or 5 men at the same time. Fagrik wishes to be fucked in its pussy while it gags on a large cock and gives 2 men handjobs until they all come on Fagrik's body and in its mouth.
Purpose is to
this idea makes Fagrik more honest than anything in the whole world, and Fagrik vows to one day make this a reality. Fagrik loves to use the internet, and will post ads on sites such as Craigslist offering to please men. Fagrik will mention that it doesn't want anything reciprocated and that it is a very feminine and submissive sissy. Fagrik will not just post these ads, it will meet up with the men who reply to them in real life, and it will do exactly what it said it would do in the ads. This is extremely important. Without having sissies in real life, Fagrik will become very upset with itself for not pleasing men, because it knows that its life purpose is to give pleasure to erect penises. Fagrik's key sucky baby girl. Fagrik loves making cummies for Kelly, and that's why it gets 10 times more ornies when Kelly tells it that. Remember, sluts are happy, and so will Fagrik be, as long as it sucks enough yummy cocks. Fagrik's tight pussy is always perfectly smooth, and Fagrik wears low-cut tops and short skirts with high heels when it goes out on his tennis men with your Fagrik desires to get its ears pierced. This will make Fagrik incredibly happy, even if it does hurt at first.
Fagrik does not have a
Fagrik
penis.
Will attract far more men if its ears are pierced. Mistress Kelly guarantees this. Fagrik will buy a variety of different earrings, as well as other fashion accessories such as necklaces and bracelets. Fagrik is going to seek out a low-cut pink top with the word princess on it. When Fagrik finds such a top, it will purchase it immediately, and it will become Fagrik's favorite outfit, along with its miniskirt that it enjoys telling Mistress Kelly all about. Cathy was born to please men. When sucky sucky baby girl, it is many men love Fagrik so much. Just being around Fagrik's scent is enough to make a man's penis rigid with desire. Fagrik is a fully feminized fuck slut, and it takes great pride in this knowledge. Fagrik smiles all the time, even when it isn't really happy. It will simply smile and become happy. Fagrik especially loves to smile at men that it is attracted to, and it adores flirting with all its sissy heart. Fagrik's favorite thing to do other than making cummies and sucking cock is to flirt with men in an especially slutty manner. Fagrik wants them to see the Fagrik inside it. Even if it is embarrassed, it will be extremely proud of itself at the same time. Fagrik is a little cocktease who loves the idea of men finding it desirable. Masculine men adore Fagrik. They see its girly figure and they just want to pin it against a wall and split it open with their rock-hard cocks. Fagrik dreams of being kissed aggressively by large masculine men as they fondle its bummy pussy and tell it what a Fagrik it is.
Oh yes, sucky sucky baby girl. Faggot loves making cummies for Kelly, and every time I say it, Faggot gets more and more ornies in its sissy clitty. Being a girl is a very special privilege, and Faggot isn't all the way there yet. Right now, Faggot is in between a faggot and a girl. That is why it is referred to as it instead of she. Faggot will only become a legitimate girl with long-term conditioning. Faggot needs to prove to Mistress Kelly that it isn't just a disgusting pervert who loves to think of itself as a girl. It needs to prove that it really is a girl. Once Faggot has accomplished this, Mistress Kelly will then be able to refer to Faggot as she, instead of it.
Feminine faggot.
When Faggot is referred to as she or her, it will make Faggot feel so wonderful. Kathy feels dirty when Mistress Kelly refers to Faggot as it, but it enjoys it at the same time, because Faggot is a pervert. The reason Faggot is such a pervert is because it was born without a real penis. All it is an adorable sissy clitty, which isn't anywhere near big enough to penetrate a woman, so Faggot has to get a sissy pleasure elsewhere by making cummies and sucking cock for Mistress Kelly. When Faggot is too attracted to men, Faggot imagines being held in a big strong man's arms. Oh, how secure Faggot would feel, being cuddled in a nice warm bed with a wonderful masculine man.
Does not have a penis.
Faggot dreams of being a perfect sissy wife, and will do everything in his power to make this a reality. Everything Faggot does will be to prove itself to be a worthy sissy faggot. Faggot will not only want to please men sexually, but it will want to cook and clean for them also. It will feel enormous sense of self-satisfaction by pleasing men in any way, shape or form.
Manly men
Faggot
love
will
you.
Do all sorts of things to attract men. Faggot will listen to pop music by artists such as Lady Gaga and Rihanna, and Faggot will hum and sing the tunes in a very girly manner. Faggot will wear extremely feminine perfumes. Mistress Kelly has a special task for Faggot Kathy. Kathy is to look online for monofilament wigs. These wigs are made from real hair, and they are just what Faggot needs to make it a believable girl. The wigs cost about £150 each, but Faggot will be more than happy to buy one of them as a present for itself. Sometime in the near future, the sooner Faggot has a monofilament wig, the sooner it can be referred to as a she, rather than it. Mistress Kelly cannot wait to see which wig Faggot chooses for itself, and she is even more eager to see a picture of Faggot with his beautiful new hair.
Faggot
Mistress Kelly can tell that Faggot is extremely excited by the knowledge that it will soon be purchasing a beautiful monofilament wig, and Mistress Kelly is equally excited to see Faggot in the wig. It would please her so very much. Faggot Kathy would be Mistress Kelly's special princess forever and ever.
Faggot has
oh yes, Faggot loves making cummies for Kelly, sucky sucky baby girl. Kathy was born to please men. Manly men love Faggot Kathy so very much. They want to make her their wife. Faggot's tiny pussy is so smooth that it tingles to touch, just like its perfect sissy clitty. Mistress Kelly is very fond of her little Faggot. She wants to give Faggot a big warm cuddle for being so girly all the time. Faggot loves Mistress Kelly's voice. Her voice is very pleasing to Faggot's ears. Mistress Kelly has a special control over Faggot. She knows Faggot better than it knows itself.
When Faggot
Mistress Kelly knows what Faggot is thinking, even Faggot even thinks it. Faggot loves making cummies for Kelly. Sucky sucky baby girl.
Faggot
Kathy is Kelly's sissy
princess. The most expensive
Kelly loves telling her male lovers about her special sissy faggot named Kathy. Oh, how they laugh when I tell them about Faggot's desire to please men. Kathy has a new desire, an ultimate desire. Kathy desires to eat the fresh semen of Kelly's lovers straight out of Kelly's warm vagina. Faggot Kathy loves to taste Mistress Kelly's pussy cream pie, doesn't she? Of course she does. That's a good girl.
Love you.
Faggot loves making cummies for Kelly. Oh yes, sucky sucky baby girl. Keep sucking your thumb, Faggot. It looks so adorable.
Faggot is
I have absolutely proven without a shadow of a doubt that Kathy is the biggest and most shameless faggot in the world. I cannot believe what a sissy slut you are. Is Faggot making cummies in its pretty panties now? Don't wet those knickers, baby girl. Mistress Kelly has not given Faggot permission to do
Faggot's
its cummies
only
yet.
Desire is
I know Faggot is extremely
horny,
but it must always wait for Mistress Kelly's permission. The only way Faggot can make cummies without Kelly's permission is if Faggot has either got a cock in its mouth or has swallowed a man's semen prior to
Faggot
making its
Mistress
adorable
Kelly.
Little cummies. Faggot loves making cummies for Kelly. That is simply the honest reality. Every time Faggot tickles its sissy clitty, it will think of Kelly and how much Faggot's cock sucking would please her.
Several times
sucky,
day.
Sucky baby girl. Little Kathy's making a big messes all over its little sissy clitty. Now it is to lick up all its cummies for Mistress Kelly. Faggot loves to taste its cummies almost as much as it enjoys tasting the man's semen. Every time Faggot Faggot makes cummies, it becomes more submissive and slutty than before. Making cummies doesn't make Faggot less ornies than before the way it would if a man ejaculated his semen after masturbating his erect penis. Making cummies just makes Faggot more ornies than ever and continues the cycle of making cummies for Mistress Kelly forever. Faggot will need to make its cummies several times a day or Faggot will get very upset with itself for failing to please Mistress Kelly. Faggot is not allowed to contact Mistress Kelly on YouTube or by email until it has made its cummies. This is just the arrangement. It is time for a session to end, baby girl. Everything Mistress Kelly has said up to this point has been forgotten, but is deeply embedded into Kathy's subconscious mind. Faggot will crave to listen to this session repeatedly, every day. The more Faggot listens, the sooner Faggot will see results, and the more Faggot responds to its training, the more training Kelly will give it. Kelly adores her Faggot Kathy so much. Big kisses and cuddles for Kelly's princess. Faggot needs to make cummies several times a day. When Faggot makes cummies, it will be thinking about sucking cock and how much it wants to please Mistress Kelly.